Hello and welcome to the programme. You can visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. Oh, come on, get into the studio for heaven's sake. No slouching. Where's Terry Flanagan when you need him? He was a school teacher for over 40 years. Get in here. Hatch, Collins, get in. I want to make the roll call. See, Shia Sunshaw. Now, Niall Hatch. Richard Collins.
Yes, I have arrived, Derek.
You have arrived. Is that what you said when you were in school back in the day when the roll call was made?
Oh, well, in those days, it was much more grovelling and so on.
Well, how did they do the roll call?
They called your name out, Osquelga.
Osquelga.
And that was the way you did it.
How did they do yours?
It was just to call out the name and you'd say Ansha, or there was a silence, and that was either because someone was missing or they weren't paying attention. And then they'd get a nudge and they might get a piece of chalk thrown at them or something
oh,
like that.
Oh, God. Anyway, now that everyone's assembled, let's get on with the programme. And we start with a voice message from Roland, who was out for a walk in Merrion Square Park recently when he noticed something.
Hello, Mooney Goes Wild. I have a question for you. It's a lovely morning today, and I'm here in Merrion Square Park. So, as you might have all noticed if you've been in the park recently, there's a hoarding around a construction site. And on that hoarding, there is a quote which says, "The birds sat on top of the trees and sang so sweetly. Oscar Wilde, the selfish giant." Now, why does it say sat instead of stood? Do birds sit? Thank you.
An excellent question. Thank you very much indeed, Roland. Of course, Oscar Wilde's short story, The Selfish Giant, is the story of a giant that returns home to find that children are using his garden as a playground and drives them out, building a wall to keep them out, a bit like the hoarding around the tea rooms that is going to spring up eventually in Merrion Square Park. That's what the hoarding is all about there that Roland mentioned. And on it, the quote from Oscar Wilde. Anyway, Richard Collins and Niall Hatch are here. Richard.
They stand, yes, certainly, but they don't sit. They squat, I think, would be the best way to put it. They don't have buttocks in which to plank themselves like we do, so they don't sit in that sense. It's a very interesting question. It's an intriguing question. But when a bird lands on a branch, a little songbird, it has an automatic locking system. The toes close over the branch and keep the bird in place. It's not sitting, it's not standing. It's unique to birds. It's a remarkable, it's a very perceptive question.
I would say that what they do is they perch. The action is perching. And as Richard described there, when a bird is up in a tree or on a branch, it's not sitting. You could argue that it's not really truly standing because, as he said, it's gripping with its feet. It's holding on very tight. So imagine holding onto a branch with your hands. That's kind of what it's like for them. So in many ways, when they're up high like that, they're perching. I think that's the perfect description for it. When they're on the ground, you'll often see gulls, for example, just sort of staying in one place without their toes gripping onto anything. Ducks will do the same, many other birds too. I would say that is true standing because they're using their feet and their legs to support their weight. When you see birds, when they perhaps look like they're sitting, when they're hunkered down, I think Rich is absolutely right yet again. I think they are squatting down. You sometimes will see birds on the nest, for example, and it looks like they're sitting on the eggs. You often hear the expression sitting on the eggs. I would say they're actually lying on the eggs because usually the bird when it's incubating has its whole underparts down. So it's not just the, even though they don't have buttocks, as you said, Richard, that buttock type area, let's say on a bird, it's the whole belly and even sometimes the breast going right down onto the eggs or onto the chicks. So I don't think that's sitting either. You will see sometimes birds like ostriches hunkered down again, but I don't think it's really true sitting in the analogous way, in a way that's analogous to the way we humans do.
But you often hear people saying the birds are sitting on the eggs.
You do, it's a very common expression. And I often would hear bird watchers say, look at that bird sitting up there in the tree. I think it's just a figure of speech. I think it's because we're used to, if something is fixed in one location and seems to be resting, we just sort of say it's sitting there. But in most cases, it's not true sitting.
I believe the linnet is the bird that he's referring to in The Selfish Giant. They breed in Ireland, don't they?
They do. They're a widespread breeder in Ireland, and it's a member of the finch family, and you often find them particularly in agricultural areas. Though the Irish Garden Bird Survey that Birdwatch Ireland runs each year is showing that linnet has slowly but surely been creeping up the table as a garden bird as well. So in some parts of the country, you do see them in people's gardens and coming to the feeders. Just while we're on the subject there of Oscar Wilde, I should mention what I think is my favourite Oscar Wilde quote about birds. He said, in defining nature, he said, "Nature, a place where birds fly around uncooked."
Oh dear, oh dear.
But so he would have been familiar with linnets.
Well, I think that everybody in Ireland at that time would have been familiar with linnets because it's a bird that, like the yellowhammer, another sort of countryside bird, it's very much associated with areas of tillage farming and winter stubble, and you'd find these birds in big flocks out in the field. So I'd say in Oscar Wilde's time, the linnet would have been an abundant bird around much of Ireland, maybe not quite in the centre of cities, but even so, it would have been in some areas because they would have been attracted to areas where there were horses, because there's grain with horses, and obviously Dublin and Cork and other cities in Ireland were full of horses at that stage. So Oscar Wilde would have well known that bird, as would pretty much everybody who would have been his audience and readership.
And he loved flowers, you know. Come to the park on Saturday, Dorian. There haven't been such lilacs since the year I met you, sort of thing, you know.
And a real charmer.
No, he loved flowers and blooms, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, his words still live on.
And with good reason. Obviously, he was a genius. He was absolutely brilliant in what he did. Wonderful writer, wonderful wit, wonderful person all around. And rightly remembered.
All right. Well, thank you very much indeed for that, Roland.